Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and I want to welcome you to another edition of the Future in the Miracle Man Show here on this Wednesday, September 5th of 2018. And I am your host for this evening, the Miracle Man, and I'm so glad that you would join us tonight, wherever you may be, however you may be accessing the show, whatever device you're using, Android, iPhone, other tablets, you know, Samsung, even if it's that, you know, that smart, that Samsung phone that catches fire a lot from a couple of years ago, whatever it is. I'm so glad you could join us. My prayer is that you receive something from the Lord tonight in everything I do tonight. And quite honestly, I don't care if it's when I'm reading the Word or praying, or if I'm singing a song, or if it's when I'm talking sports, or when I'm just talking about food or whatever. My prayer is that the Lord will speak to you and that you'll just receive whatever the Lord has for you tonight. That's my prayer over you, listener. That's my prayer. So, as always, we're going to go into the Word and do a little while. On my show, we pretty much always study the Scriptures for at least a few minutes, because the Word of God is a sure foundation. And when you trust in the blood, you can't go wrong. Amen. So, that is why I take time to read you the Word of the Lord and then exhort. Because the word of the Lord is a sure foundation, and we stand on it. I stand on it. I stand steadfast. We have to stand on the promises of God. Amen. Now, I just want to let you know where I'm at right now. I'm at 1711 South Saginaw Road, McDonald's, 1711 South Saginaw, here in Midland, across the road from a Kmart store and a Save-A-Lot grocery store. We're northwest of a Marathon Admiral gas station and southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office. And as I said, I am here in McDonald's, kind of near the front of the restaurant. Now, I got to address this water stuff. Well, the last couple days, you would think it was July or August, maybe in early August, not 2 days after Labor Day. But it is still September 5th, regardless. And I suppose that when Labor Day is early, that does increase the chances of hot temperatures after Labor Day. That to say, around here today we had heat indices that were in the mid-90s. It was sunny and beautiful, but at the same time, those heat indices were pretty high. There is a chance that whatever thunderstorms develop could become severe. Key threats include damaging wind, drenching downpours, and frequent lightning. So be on guard and stay safe, please. And if a thunderstorm becomes severe, if there's a severe thunderstorm warning, then get away from the windows, find shelter and on the lowest floor of the building. Severe thunderstorm warning is not the same as a tornado warning. So a severe thunderstorm warning if the main level is the only level you got, then you can just go away from the windows. But of course, if it's a tornado warning, then you want to get in a very special place, duck down, you know, lay down, get away from all the windows. It doesn't look like tornadoes are likely, just a few, possibly heavy thunderstorms. Just want to alert you folks, those of you around Michigan here. For tomorrow, it looks to be mostly cloudy and in the low 70s. Friday, mostly sunny, high in the low to mid 70s. Saturday and Sunday, though, it's going to be around 70 or even in the upper 60s. So it's going to start cooling down. But next week looks to be pretty nice, 70s most of the time. That's a look at the weather. Even though it's after Labor Day, that doesn't mean that summer's the one that got away. Not here, at least. Maybe in some places a bit further north, like in Canada and stuff. But down south, which a lot of people will say, may say that summer goes to like the end of September. Still summer. When it's hot like this today, that is a good day. It makes it a good day to try a caramel sundae from McDonald's or any of the McFlurries. Around here, the choices are peanut butter, Reese's peanut butter, and Oreo. No, it's not Sonic, and no, it's not DQ. Those are the only two choices they have. Speaking of Dairy Queen, on Monday, September 10th, or any other 10th of the month for that matter, you can go to Dairy Queen and you can get a blizzard, a small blizzard, for $1.40. And I tell you, that is a yummy deal. And this month, the pumpkin pie blizzard is back. It is the featured blizzard of the month. Monday cannot get here fast enough for me. I want that pumpkin pie blizzard right now. Maybe one of you listeners somewhere, if you found got a drone, maybe you can just drop that pie blizzard right here in the McDonald's. I'll take it. That sounds so good. Or if soft drink is more your thing, then you can just run through any McDonald's and grab any size soft drink for the low price of $1. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. Sorry, I'm just looking at the time, trying to manage my time so that I have a good amount of time to pray. I mean, yeah, of course I'm going to pray, but to have a good amount of time to be able to read you the word and then explain it and not feeling you need to rush through it. Because at 7:25, I made a promise weeks ago that starting at 7:25 on Monday night and Wednesday night, we're doing Football Central. That means from there, from 7:25 to the end of the show, it's all about football. And so, before I give the introduction, you know, for new listeners, I just want to let you folks know what the plan is for the evening. So, the plan is I want to sing a song to you folks. The song of healing. So I want to do that. I also, then we're going to, after that, we do that, we're going to pray. Then we're going to open our Bibles. We're going to go to Joshua chapter 14 tonight and keep studying Joshua and the Israelites. We're going to go to Hebrews 11 tonight and read the as well as read the first two verses of Hebrews 12. Then I'm going to exhort you for a few minutes. Then a little Tigers update. And then you say, what's on the agenda for Football Central tonight? Well, I got a big, huge smorgasbord. I've got Midland. I've got Dow. I've got, as part of that, a little news on where the next game will be for the team, for Midland, as Midland is home this week. I have Michigan State. I have Lions preview, and looking forward to this NFL season. I really am. So, lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff to do. So, about the intro. Let's say, folks, whether you've listened to me for a long time or this is your first time, I want to encourage you, please tell people how to listen to the show. Please do. We believe in God to grow our listenership, grow our audience. And part of how we can do that, get our audience to increase, is by you telling other people. Amen. We want you to tell other people about this wonderful program. So, what you can tell people is you go to blogtalkradio.com, which is all one word. Well, after you get on the website, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you'll type in Upfront Entertainment. Once you type that in, you'll see a link that'll say Living Large. You click on that link, you should see Preacher and Miracle Man. And when you see that Preacher and Miracle Man thing and get on the website, we want you to hit this that follow button, because what's going to happen there is you're going to get notified whenever we get ready to do a show. For example, Monday night will be our next show, along with Football Central. And generally we run the show Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. We start at about 6:30. And right now, Mondays and Wednesdays, generally we're running to about 7:55 or so. And then on Tuesday nights, we're running to about 7:45 or so. Last night it was a little longer because we didn't have a show on Labor Day, and so we had a Football Central last night. If I preview the games, that means I got to tell you what ended up happening. So that's how it looks. Now, about that website, it's always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Always a smart idea. Always, 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 always. Because you use your device for all this other stuff. Why not use it for something that's going to change your life permanently? Amen. We have a telephone number that you can call us at. And we can talk about generally anything you want to talk about. We can talk about faith. We can talk about miracles. We can talk about football. We can talk about generally whatever, as long as it's not politics. If it's politics, we're going to tell you to pray for your leaders. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. You'll want to listen for the prompt. And when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1 now. You'll want to press 1. And then what's going to happen is my assistant Josh, sitting over here, he'll let me know that we have a caller, that I have a caller. And then I'm going to let you on the air. I'm going to give you the floor and you can have at it. Say what you'd like to say. And then we'll talk. All right. Hopefully, we can get some good callers tonight. That's my hope. I love it when listeners call in. I love it. Because after all, it is called talk radio. Now, before we pray and open our Bible tonight, I'll sing a song of healing to all of you. So, with that.
You hold my every moment. You calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust in you. And I trust in you. And I believe you're my healer. And I believe you are all I need. And I believe, Lord. And I believe you're my portion. And I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. Say nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hand, and nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hand. And I believe you're my healer. And I believe you are all I need. And I believe, you're my portion. And I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. You're more than enough for me. You're my healer.
Man, thank you, Jesus. You know, nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. Nothing's too big. Nothing's too small. Whatever you're dealing with, whether it's a sickness or disease, whatever it is, just surrender it all to Jesus. He'll take care of it. Amen. 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 I'm so glad that Jesus is the healer, the deliverer, the soon coming King. I'm so grateful for Jesus and everything he's done in my life. I'm so grateful. This wonderful presence of God. Amen. All right. Great. Let's pray for the show. And then we're going to open the word of the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this show this evening. I thank you for every listener everywhere who has decided to tune in to this show. God, and to listen to what I have to say. I just thank you that these people are blessed, that these people will be encouraged tonight by what is said to them through you. I'm just the messenger, but you're the one speaking. I just pray to receive it tonight. Pray their mind is receptive and that their hearts will be alert, and that their minds are alert and their heart is receptive tonight, as they will be taught the Word of God. I thank you that these people will never be the same. Never, 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 ever, never, never. And that they will just receive everything that you have tonight for them. And that they believe in you. Now tonight, I thank you that you just give me a boldness to speak tonight. A boldness. Put a boldness on the inside of me like I haven't had. And help me tonight to say what you would have me say. Lord, I hereby confess over this show tonight, in the name of Jesus, everything, anything that stands in the way of this show will not prosper. Any force that tries to stand in the way, anything, it will come to naught. I pray, Lord God, that finances come to this show, that increases in audience come to this show, that new equipment comes to this show. And I also claim that sponsors and partners come to this show. But more importantly, God, I pray that souls come to this show. People will give their lives to you, God, to you, Jesus, right here, right now, on this program. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Everybody said, amen. Okay. All right. Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
You've called the Miracle Man Show. Hello, you've called the Miracle Man Show. What say you?
Oh, you know, I just wanted to say that that song was absolutely beautiful. It was so encouraging, and I know that, you know, there's a few people listening to your show tonight that I know about, plus I know there's several others. And, Riv, I just wanted to say, you know, the word of that God can do anything at any time, you know, and he's so powerful, and he loves us so much. And thank you for being bold to sing and to share the Word of God, and sitting right there at McDonald's, you know, you just let it out, and it's strong song, and it's wonderful. I was going to say a couple words to all of those that are listening. If you will mute your phone and then put it on speaker, like I put mine on speakerphone and then I mute it, then the background of your house won't come across on the radio show. So there's some background noise that's always going to be there because we're at McDonald's. And if you want to call into the show, the way I do it is I text Josh. So, Josh, you know, if people call in, do they have to let you know, Josh, or do you see it, or should they text you first? Maybe we should figure that out real quick, and then we can get back to our listeners and let them know that, because I know that a couple of people are trying to call in tonight, Riv.
All right.
Yeah, so I will text Josh and find out how he wants us to do that.
Yeah, because I always give him the telephone number.
Yes.
The 215.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I don't know if we also have to text Josh in order for him to know that we're on or not. So I will find out and let our listeners know. And Rivers, I would just, you know, challenge you to think about this. If you want to ask your listeners to pray and agree with you, you know, the Bible says one of us put 1,000 to flight, two of us 10,000. But to ask people to pray for you for that wonderful opportunity you have tomorrow with that IT Google test, that would be, might be a powerful thing. For you to ask people to pray if you wanted to. So, all right. Again, Rick, great song, amazing song. You did awesome. I love you, son. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
That's great. Hello? Hello? It's always great when we have such great feedback. It's always great, but it is 7:02. I am going to open my Bible right up right now to Joshua 14. Hurry up. Let's go, folks. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We got to move because time is a ticking. Because 7:25 cometh. Actually, we're going to 15. We're going to 15 tonight. So Joshua 15, I found my spot. If you haven't found it yet, then I'm going to begin reading. How about you just catch up? And the allotment of the tribe of Judah plan included clan by clan, extended down to the territory of Edom, to the desert of Zin in the extreme south. Their southern boundary started from the bay at the southern end of the Salt Sea. It crossed south of Scorpion Pass, continued on to Zin, and went over to the south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it ran past Hezron up to Adar, and it curved around to Karka. It then passed along to Azron and joined the Wadi of Egypt, ending at the sea. This is their southern boundary. Their eastern boundary is the Salt Sea, as far as the mouth of the Jordan. The northern boundary started from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. It went up to Beth Hogri, and it continued north of the Arava to the stone of Boron, son of Reuben. The boundary then went up to Gibeah from the valley of Achor, and it turned north to Gilgal, which faces the pass of Adram south of Wog. It continued along to the waters of En Shemesh and came out at En Bogel. Then it ran up the valley of Ben Honam along the southern slope of the Jebusite city to the east of Jerusalem. From there it climbs to the top of the hill west of the Harnam Valley at the northern end of the valley of Ephraim. From the hilltop, the boundary headed toward the spring of the waters of Zephrah. And it came out at the towns of Mount Ephron, and it went down toward Bela, that is Kiriath Jearim. Then it curved westward from Bela to Mount Seir. It ran along the northern slope of Mount Jechem, that is Chisholm, continued down to Beth Shemesh, and it crossed to Samna. It went to the northern slope of Ekron, and it turned toward Shikron, and it passed along by Mount Bela, and it reached Jemuel. The boundary ended at the sea. The western boundary is the coastline of the Great Sea. These are the boundaries along the people of Judah by their clans. In accordance with the Lord's command to them, Joshua gave to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, a portion in Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron. Arba was the forefather of Anak. From Hebron, Caleb drove out the three Anakites, Shimei, Akadam, and Talmai, descendants of Anak. From there, he marched against the people living in Zerem, formerly called Kiriath Sefer, and Caleb said, I will give my daughter Aksa in marriage to the man who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefarid. Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, took it. So Caleb gave his daughter Aksa to him in marriage. One day when she came to Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, what can I do for you? She replied, do me a special favor. Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me also springs of water. So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Judah, clan by clan. The southernmost towns of the tribe of Judah in the Negev towards the boundary of Edom were. I'm going to skip all these names. in the Western Foothills. Let me just see. 34. I'm going to skip all these two. Not far from the far of Egypt of the coastline of the Great Sea in the hill country. Shemyav, Gedav. And I'm just looking. And now, what I'm going to do real quick is we're going to go to Hebrews 11. And we're going to read down to verse 15 for the sake of time tonight. I'm going to exhort, then I'm going to pray, then we're going to go into sports. Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. I said Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what was seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken Enoch away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the land and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, Sarah herself was barren, wasn't able to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, became descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died, They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were... If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. And this is the last portion of the verse I'm going to read. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And that was the end of verse 16. So glad that God is preparing a place for us in heaven. I'm so glad. So let's talk about Caleb. So Caleb's daughter. So this lady, you know, she comes up to Caleb in Joshua 15, and she asks of him, Caleb, you've given me all this land, but also give me springs of water. And from the Negev, you know what he did? He gave her the upper and lower springs. Doesn't exactly say why she needed or wanted the springs. She wanted them. She got the upper and lower. She just asked for springs of water. But she got all of the upper and lower springs. Now, if you ask me, that's some pretty cool stuff. That she got blessed like that. Now, let's talk about all these people who lived before us that we read about in the faith chapter. Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the others. They didn't all receive what they were leaving God for before they died. But guess what? God planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Amen. I love that. That those people were made perfect with us, which is awesome. Awesome, 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 awesome. There's a verse that comes to mind right now when I think. It says, we are partakers in Christ if Wish I knew where that stop button was. That's pre-alarm. This means that I have 5 minutes left. I have 5 minutes left before I do you see how to stop this alarm? There's a stop button. My alarm's going off. I had a pre-alarm set. Where's the stop button?
It was on your phone dial, so you had to hit the middle button to get out of your phone. You should still be online, right?
Sorry about that. But here's what's gonna happen now is I'm gonna put my alarm on off, so that means. And now I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get into sport. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight, for this word about faith. I thank you that these people will receive it, that these people will realize that they must have faith in God in order to please Him. And that we will just live for you with everything we have. And I give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, before I get into sports, I want to say one quick thing. And that is, college football, they'll do the promotions on ESPN, ESPN Radio. They'll tell you that Dr. Pepper, that college football is sponsored by Dr. Pepper. They'll say, you know, for you, during the game, when you want to have a drink, reach for a glass of Dr. Pepper. I say, go reach for a Coca-Cola, regular cherry or vanilla. Your choice. So on game day, when you're thirsty for a beverage, go find your nearest Coca-Cola and sip and repeat. It's as simple as that. Repeat until it's gone. Very delicious. Now, in baseball, the Detroit Tigers last night got a big win, 8-3 over the Chicago White Sox. Great pitching, great offense from our Tigers. Wish we could have some more of that in some more of our games. The Tigers play again tonight at 8:10. On 790 AM or 104.9 FM. Now, this weekend they also have an important series. Now it is time for Football Central. So, hello everybody, and I want to welcome you back to the Preacher and the Miracle Man show for Football Central. We do this each and every Monday and Wednesday night here on the Miracle Man show. It is Football Central, a 30-minute time frame in which We live and breathe and bleed football. And we've set this time aside. I've budgeted this time. Been planning it now for over a month. That starting at 7:25 on Monday and Wednesday night for the last 30 minutes of the show, we're going to be talking about football. Sometimes it may start at 7:20 or 7:15 if need be. Depends on how much material there is. So, just be patient. Be flexible with me. And we have a big smorgasbord of football to discuss tonight. I have Midland Dow. And as part of that, I have an announcement on where the next home game will be. I have Michigan. I have State. And I have Lions football. I also want to address some things I've seen about who the ESPN writer is picking to win the Super Bowl and where we are in that ranking, where the Lions are. So, let's get right going into Football Central, fueled by Dairy Queen. Go to your local Dairy Queen and grab yourself a pumpkin pie blizzard today. Limited time. See store for details. Price and participation may vary. Yummy, yummy, yummy. All right. Let's begin with high school football. And we take you to Melbourne High School, where the Chemics take on the Bay City Western Warriors on Friday evening at Midland Community Stadium. The good news is that it'll be at home. I don't know whether or not the press box will be torn down yet. If it is, then the Midland fans will get to sit on the home side. If it is not, then everyone will be seated on the visitor's side or north side and will only be allowed to come in on the Washington Street entrance. So, you will really want to keep that in mind. You're going to the game on Friday at Midland. When I think about this rivalry, Midland High versus Bay City Western, you know, when I was in high school the first 3 years, it was a very big rivalry. It was gutsy. You never knew year to year who was going to win it. Both teams played with a lot of guts. And it was just wild and something else. However, the last, 8-9 years, especially the last 6, it has totally swung in Midland's favor. Midland has just been dominating Bay City Western big time through the trenches and everything else. Western went 0-9 last year. They are 0-2 so far this season, but so is Midland. Western has a lot of new seniors this year. I expect Midland to win. I really do. expect them to get on the right track. Coach Mettner really wants them to get back to work and get to winning right away, so they can work on that playoff game later. So what I'm going to say for a score is Midland High, Phoenix 35, Bay City Western 10. Dow versus Bay City Central at Elmer Engel Stadium over in just east of downtown Bay City. And what do we have there? Just like Midland and Bay City Western, we have two teams who are winless. Bay City Central has a brand new head coach this year, as does Bay City Western. Midland and Dow both have coaches that have been there for a long time. Bay City Central has struggled a bit more in their games than what Dow has. They had such tough opponents, but so did Dow. Central does have some good athletes, I will say, though. And I don't think Central wants to be 0-3. But you want to know what? I don't think Dow wants to be 0-3 either. And quite honestly, if Midland were to, for whatever reason, play this game, Western game, real far away or something, then maybe I would be at this Dow Central game. But this year, Dow versus Central is in Bay City, and Midland is at home against Western. But to me, this Dow Central matchup is pretty cool. Last year, that game went to overtime, but Dow lost that game. What do I see this year? I see a Dow team that does not quit. I also see a Central team who is looking to rise up and still has some key weapons, even though they don't have Jaquez Weathers anymore as he graduated. What do I see? What do I think? Dow, 28. Bay City Central, Wolves, 20. 28-20, Dow. At Elmer Engel Stadium, at Bay City Central. Both of these, the Midland game and the Dow game, are Friday at 7 p.m. Now let's flip over to college football and let's look at Michigan. The Michigan Wolverines have been dropped all the way down to number 21 in the AP poll, the top 25 AP poll, since they lost to Notre Dame. And now they will be playing Western Michigan at the Big House in Ann Arbor. Game time is 1 p.m. on AM 790 WRCW in this area. Look for Shea Peterson to work harder and do better. Look for the offense to show some improvement. Look for the defense to keep doing what they've been doing. I expect the Michigan win. I think Michigan will beat Western Michigan. I will say Michigan 30, Western Michigan 17. So 30-17 Wolverines. Michigan State also has a non-conference game. And I expect them to win. I expect Michigan State to get back on track. Even though they won, I expect them to do better than what they did. Cut down on the penalties, cut down on the interceptions. If they can do that, then they'll be just fine. I expect them to win 33-18. Now, opening weekend of the National Football League. Dun 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 dun. Now, for those of you who are thinking, oh yeah, Miracle Man, I remember you from last year, and you're going to talk about the Lions first, aren't you? Yep. It is time to do our Lions preview and to kind of look and see what I think we're going to do this year. So here we go. The Lions this year have a new head coach in Matt Patricia. Stafford is back. Has much of the offensive line, much of the defense, but they also have some new faces. I do expect them to improve in key areas. They do, however, have a little bit of a tough schedule, which includes a trip out to San Francisco to play the 49ers. They got to go play the 49ers in San Francisco. Add to that Green Bay twice, Minnesota twice. They got to play the Rams. They got to play the Panthers. And when I look at the Panthers, Southern teams are not always kind to the Lions. We know that all too well, Josh, don't we? Southern teams are not always kind to the Lions. They're not. Sometimes we go down there and we get blown out. It's hard to go down south and get a win. And for those of you who know me, you know I love the South, but for whatever reason, when it comes to Lions football, they can't go down south and get a win. Very rarely can they. Maybe they like how those fans down there sound when they cheer. Maybe they got a Southern accent. I don't know. Nonetheless, time to think about what I see. Also, we need to look at a dramatically improved Bears team as they signed that defensive lineman. Wait a minute, what position is he?
I think he plays linebacker.
Khalil Mack, that linebacker that was traded to the Bears. That made it a bit tougher for us because we got to play Chicago twice. So we're going to have to deal with some challenges. And hopefully we can stay healthy. Before I give you my win prediction, here's what I must say. There is a certain ESPN writer He went through all 32 teams. He listed what kind of a chance these teams had of making the Super Bowl. We were number 20. So we were the 13th lowest. So somewhat near the middle of the pack, so not terrible. But at the same time, we could have been maybe a little better. Well, one thing I have to say is this. If they can stay healthy, Stafford can be in his A game. If the defense can improve some things, if everybody will work with Matt Patricia. And maybe if we can upset Green Bay on the road or and at home maybe, and Minnesota, and get some other key wins. Maybe some other teams have some players that aren't healthy and we got them that are. If things can go right, if we can really work hard every game, give it our all, the Lions can do that, just maybe we could win a division. Do I think we will? No, I think we will be a wild card. That doesn't mean we couldn't win a playoff game. So, what do I think? I think the Lions will finish the regular season with a record of, I need to be very careful, 10-6. Because when you got Minnesota and Green Bay in the same division, 11-5 is going to be a hard sell. It really is. And an improved Chicago, so I figured the next best option was 10-6. So I'm thinking we'll go 10-6. I think Green Bay will go 11-5 and win the division. Let me rephrase that. Green Bay will go, oh yeah, they will go 11-5, win the division. Detroit will go 10-6, get a playoff berth. Minnesota will also go 10-6 in my mind, but they won't get a playoff game. That's just my prediction. Minnesota didn't have AP last year. They don't have AP this year. But I'm not sure if Kirk Cousins can get them to where Keenan got them. I'm just not sure. I'm really not. So, it's going to be something to watch. Now, we have two games in the NFL. And that is, first of all, we're going to talk about Thursday Night Football. Atlanta Falcons at Philadelphia Eagles. You have Matt Ryan versus Brother Foles, Nick Foles, the backup quarterback who started for the injured starter. What do I see? I see a Foles guy, Brother Foles, who triumphed over the Patriots. I also see a Falcons team that has a great quarterback in Matt Ryan, wonderful receivers in Julio Jones, among others, the running back, some good defensive backs. It's in Philadelphia. you think here. Well, I do not think it will be separated by any more than 5 points. I don't. I think it's going to be very close in many categories. A hard-fought, well-fought game. I'm happy about it. I'm really excited about it. I'll be able to stream it on Yahoo Sports after church. You know, I listened to the game on the way home. I'm greatly excited about that. And I'm a Falcons guy, but just to be honest with you, yeah, I'm going to go with the Falcons on this one. I'm not being biased. I just think the Falcons will beat the Eagles as a rematch in one of the playoff games last year where the Eagles beat the Falcons. And it was a defensive battle. I think it will be a bit of a defensive battle this year as well. So give me the Falcons over the Eagles. So 15-13. Falcons over the Birds. Birds versus Birds. So the birdie game in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And so hope everybody has an awesome weekend this weekend. I have a couple more things. So, now let's look at this. Some other things in this poll that was done. This ESPN writer, he said he expects Jacksonville to improve because they got a couple of new players. So they'll advance, I think. I don't know if they'll beat the Patriots again or not, because the Patriots also got some fresh new faces. And Brady wants that. Brady wants another trophy. I think he wants another trophy, and you want to know what? I think he's going to get another trophy. What'd you say? Yeah. my buddy's sitting over there. He's being a little biased, and I'm just sitting there telling you guys the facts the way I see it. I think the Patriots are going to get another trophy. Will it be this year? I don't know. We got a whole year of football to play. I'm not going to predict who's going to win the Super Bowl tonight. I'm not. Other people who want me to, to you, I say, why not just sit back, go sit on the couch, or go to Buffalo Wild Wings, or, you know, wherever you go to watch football, sit back and watch some football. And ask me in at least, like, 5 games, after everybody's played, like, 4 or 5 games. Then I can maybe give you a little bit of a better answer. But still, you know, things can change. Most of the teams who made the playoffs last year didn't make it the year before. So a lot can change. Especially in the NFC. The NFC is stacked. And there was a big disparity between the NFC and the AFC last year. So as fans, that is something we really need to keep in mind. And those of us who love the game, but hey, that's part of what makes it so interesting, makes it so compelling. And a sports writer did give the Patriots an 11% chance of making it for the Super Bowl. The number two pick team, number two most likely was the Steelers, which I found hard to believe that they jumped the Eagles. Number three is the Eagles. So, hey, I think we could have possibly a Pennsylvania Super Bowl. That'd be kind of cool, to be honest with you. I think it would. Now, NFC South, Falcons and Saints were both ranked right next to each other. Saints were ranked directly ahead of the Falcons. I would have reversed that, though, and said Falcons slightly more likely than the Saints. These are disgusting. I must be careful, though, and realize that if the Saints had not made that mistake that they made, that the Saints would have been in there playing the Eagles, not the Vikes. And so, with that in mind, folks, I just think the Falcons have a little bit better of a chance than the Saints. Still extremely close. Panthers declining. It's hard to tell. In my mind, the NFC South is wide open, except for the Bucs. I like how they're doing the NFC South, that everybody's playing each other at the end. It makes for compelling football. It really does. And anyone who knows me knows I'm a Southern man. I don't live in the South. I sure love it down there. Awesome food, awesome people, awesome football. Oh, look at the AFC South. The AFC South does not have a toilet team in it anymore. Thank God. I am so glad that there are no toilet teams in the AFC South. And even the Colts. The Colts have Andrew Luck back, so maybe they'll start winning some more games. I see the AFC South as wide open. NFC East, well, people called it the NFC East, you know, years ago, for like a year or two, because at that time, for whatever reason, they were not competitive. And to them, I say, you got the Cowboys who are really good. You got the Eagles. You got the Redskins who are kind of sleeping. You got the Giants who have a lot of talent, but at the same time, didn't do so well last year. I got one more game to pick, though, before we get off here, and that is Monday Night Football, Lions versus J-E-T-S, Jets, at Ford Field in Detroit, Monday evening. You can listen to the game on 93.3 FM, WKQZ, out of Saginaw. I see a Lions team with Stafford, a great offense, and then a great quarterback. I also see a defense that's improving, I think. The Jets on that poll were ranked near the bottom. So I am going to say Lions win this ball game 28-20. So, of these games I picked, I will go through my picks again one more time. I have Midland beating Bay City Western by a big margin, 35-14. I have Dow being Bay City Central. I have Michigan over Western Michigan. I have Michigan State victorious. I have Detroit Lions over New York Jets. And I have Atlanta Falcons over Philadelphia Eagles. That is your pick six NFL picks with the Miracle Man. Brought to you every Wednesday night during football season. Now, folks, I speak Psalm 91 over each one of you. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for you have given us your angels. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug driver, no drunk driver, no rapist, no murderer, no burglar, suicide, no fire, flood, crash, none of this evil stuff is going to come near us, our immediate loved ones. We're going to prosper. We're going to be in great joy, great peace. In the name of Jesus. So I see your listeners again. I sure love you, everybody. All right. Until Monday night, God first, God always. Have a wonderful rest of the week and wonderful weekend. Let's watch some football. Let's all have a wonderful weekend. Good night, everybody.